to Guggen. Hello, friend, and welcome once again to a few moments of fellowship together as we look into the wonderful treasure of God's Word. What a wonderful privilege it is to know the truth. And God's Word contains and is filled with the truth. And what a treasure it is, because it reveals to us wonderful, amazing things that we would never know had the Lord not given to us this precious book, which reveals the truth concerning the past and the truth concerning the future and the truth about the eternal Almighty God who loves mankind and has a plan for the human race, who explains to us about sin and the damage that it has caused to humanity and how God has a plan for delivering man from the bondage and control and dominion of sin and how he is able to redeem and liberate and set one free and bring one into the family of the eternal God. Now we've been discussing and considering this wonderful treasure of God's Word. The psalmist said that it was more to be desired than gold, yea, than much fine gold. And beloved, that's the truth. Because the truth liberates and sets us free from sin, from Satan's dominion and control. And he's the enemy of humanity. Satan hates God, and Satan hates you and me. And his design is to do whatever he can to take us away from God, to keep us from knowing the truth, to doom and damn our soul to eternity without the eternal God. Oh, how wonderful to know these facts about Almighty God who loves mankind. We've talked about how that God is omniscient, which means that he knows all things. There's nothing hidden from his all-seeing eye. Again, let me read to you Psalm 139. It's a wonderful passage of truth in the middle of the Word of God, written many years ago, and yet it reveals God to man in a wonderful way. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsetting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Just a few moments ago I sat down in this chair. The Lord knew when I sat down. He knew the thoughts that were going through my mind. He knows everything about you and me, beloved. There's nothing hidden from his all-seeing eye. Remember Proverbs 15:3 stated, "The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good." God sees you where you are right now. What trouble, what difficulty, what trial, or what joy and blessing you may be experiencing. The eternal God knows everything about you and everything about me. We read in Psalm 139:3, "Thou compassest or surrounds my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my way." How wonderful it is to know that God loves us and cares for us. As a matter of fact, again, 1 John 4:8 tells us that God is love. And then, beloved, we've talked about God's omnipresence. That is, that he's everywhere. He's not limited to one place. Remember, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. God knows everything about you and me. We read in Psalm 139, whether shall I go from thy spirit, or whether shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell or in Sheol, the place of the dead, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost part of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. Yes, beloved, the eternal God is everywhere. And then Almighty God is omnipotent. And that word omnipotent means that He is all-powerful. He has all power. Verse 13 of Psalm 139 says, for thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. The Lord knew about you and me, beloved, when our mothers were carrying us in their womb. He had a plan for our lives even then. We read in verse 15 and 16 of Psalm 139, my substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned when as yet there was none of them. Think about that, beloved. God had a plan for you. He knows about you. He knows about every member of that physical body that you live in. He knew about it before you were even born. And it's amazing, he tells us, that is, scientists now has discovered that there are some 30 trillion cells in the body. The body is made up of different types of cells. And in each cell, there is genetic information that would fill 4,000 books if it was all written down. It's amazing how God created and designed and made humanity. Again, we read in verse 17 through 18, how precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand when I awake, I'm still with thee. You see, beloved, even God's thoughts to us are more than the sand of the sea. Oh, how amazing that God cares for you and me that much, that as Matthew 10:29-31 tells us, that even the hairs of our head are numbered. God knows every intimate detail of your life and mine. He knows all that you have done. He knows every sin you've committed, and yet God still loves you and loves me, so much so that He sent His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to leave heaven and all of its glory, to take upon Himself the form of human flesh, to come to earth to reveal God to man, in a way that we could comprehend, in a way that we could understand who the eternal God is. He took upon Himself human flesh, went through every experience of a child growing up, from being a baby in his mother's womb, conceived by the Holy Spirit of God, this young virgin Jewish girl that God chose to give birth to the Lord Jesus Christ by the power of God. He grew up. He walked on the earth some 33.5 years. He revealed that He was God in so many miracles that He performed, even raising the dead back to life. He showed to us and taught us so much about God the Father and about God the Holy Spirit. Remember, God is triune. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And yet God is one. And remember, He created man in His likeness and in His image. So that God created you like He wasn't created, He always has been. And again, this is an awesome fact about God that's hard for our minds to comprehend. You and I had a beginning, but Almighty God is eternal. He always has been, and He always will be. And our little minds have a hard time with that. We can't really understand that. There are so many things about God that we do not know nor understand. But oh, the wonderful truths that He has revealed to us through His Word. Isaiah 55:8-9, God says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Yes, beloved, you and I are very limited in our knowledge. Oh, we study, we learn what is taught in universities, in places of so-called higher education, and yet we're so limited as to what we really know. Man's knowledge is so limited, and compared to Almighty God, we know so very, very little. That's why the psalmist said, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Oh, beloved, Jesus Christ is the way everlasting. And if you'll put your faith and trust in Him, by right now, wherever you are, cry out, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I believe, Lord Jesus, You died for my sin, were buried, and rose again." God will hear your prayer. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you. Goodbye.